主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们很盼望那么一天，我们能够在天上和那四活物一起称赞你是那位圣哉、圣哉、圣哉。
We truly hope that there's the day that in heaven, together with the four creatures, we can praise you that you are the holy, holy, holy.
主，你造天地和海。
You have created heaven, earth, and the sea.
主，你用你自己的独生爱子的宝血救我们。
And you've saved us through your only begotten Son.
我们求你今天继续的恩待我们。
Pray that you continue to be gracious to us.
主，把你自己的话赏给我。
Grant us with your words.
再让我们能够知道我们当如何行。
So we truly know your will.
我们仰望感谢，靠主耶稣基督圣名。
We will look upon you in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我实在稀奇。
I'm so amazed.
在这么冷的天气，我们弟兄姐妹能够在那睡眠中能够起来。
In such a cold day, we're able to wake up.
我们一个礼拜一个礼拜这样聚集。
We gather each week.
我们一个礼拜一个礼拜的准备。
We prepare each week like this.
我们实在盼望求主帮助我们能够亲自遇见他。
We truly hope Lord help us. We can truly meet Him.
我想在这里弟兄跟大家分享一下关于在准备这个题目上。
Sure, brother, would like to share with you about preparation.
我们知道我们人的一生上我们常都在准备。
We know that our whole life, we are always in preparation.
在我们没有生出来以前，我们父母亲就在我们为我们的出生准备。
Before we were even born, our parents started to prepare for our birth.
我们的一生一直在为一些的目的准备。
Our whole life is preparing for certain purpose.
但尤其做父母亲的是在为儿女的准备。
Especially parents prepare for their children.
当我们只有在我们成为父母亲的时候，我们才可以稍微了解一点。
Only when we become parents, then we can understand a little bit.
我记得在我小时候，稍微幼稚园的时候。
I remember when I was in kindergarten.
我在村子里面，村子里面的人都叫我小胖。
All those in the village call me little fatty.
确实是蛮可爱的一个小男孩。
Such a very, very cute boy.
我们家的环境一直不是很富裕啊。
Although my family was not rich.
那时候我们只有一个 bedroom.
We only had one bedroom.
然后我们住了四个人。
So we together four people lived there.
我记得在我在幼稚园的时候，我们住在乡下。
I remember we lived in theurban side when I was in kindergarten.
我附近都没有幼稚园。
There were no other kindergartens around.
事实上，在当时环境，在我们周围的人从来没有想过说上幼稚园。
Actually, those people around us have never thought about attending kindergarten.
但是我父母亲就想把我带我去上幼稚园，让我去上幼稚园。
But my parents would like me to go to kindergarten.
所以我父亲就必须要骑脚踏车。把我载到一个城市。
So my father had to ride on the bicycles to give me ride to the city.
差不多骑三十分钟。
About 30-minute ride.
所以我们村子里面说，哦，小胖要上学。
So all those in the village say that the little fatty is going to school now.
所以早上我妈爸妈就会把我打扮得非常的可爱。
So in the morning, my parents dressed me up, and it was really cute.
我父亲一个很大的脚踏车。
My father had a really big bicycle.
我们有一个，我记得有一个藤子，用藤做的一个椅子。
I remember there was a chair made up of foam.
就绑在脚踏车前面。
It was being tied in front of the bicycle.
我就非常可爱的小男孩坐在上面。
Such a very cute boy sitting on there.
然后我父亲就骑三十分钟到了幼稚园。
So my father rode for 30 minutes to kindergarten.
我非常记得那是一个天主教办的一个幼稚园。
I remember it was a Catholic kindergarten.
因为我一直有印象，它一个大十字架。
I always remember there was a big cross.
十字架后面有一块布。
Behind the cross there was a veil.
所以小时候我就有那印象，我一直想看看那布后面到底是什么。
So back then, I always wanted to see what was behind that veil.
我记得我父亲那时上夜班。
I remember my father had to work at night.
所以当大清早回家的时候，就是骑脚踏车带我去幼稚园。
So that he always ride a bicycle for me to go to kindergarten.
我父亲跟我说，他有三天要站在那个幼稚园门口等我。
My father told me that for 3 days, he could stood in front of the kindergarten to wait for me.
因为我在幼稚园一直在外面玩。
Because I always play outside of the kindergarten.
那我如果我父亲一离开，我就会哭。
If my father left, then I start to cry.
所以他就在外面站在门外面看了我三天。
So he had to stood outside the door to look at me for 3 days.
然后当我下课再带我回家。
Then after school, then he took me home.
上那个我们那个住的乡下在这个坡上面。
The place I live was up on the hill.
所以去上学很好玩，因为那个风就一路爬下去，就是骑三十分钟。
It was really fun to go to school because the wind was with me and that was for 30 minutes.
但是要回家的时候，你知道那个爬那个坡，尤其是在一个这么可爱的小胖回家。
But when going home, you know how tiring it is to go uphill, especially with a little fatty.
我父亲跟我说，有时候我在车上都会睡觉。
My dad told me that often I slept.
所以那不像卡西那么舒服啊。
So it was not as comfortable as a car seat.
但是我有一个 bike seat, 所以我就坐在 bike seat 上面。
But it was my bike seat.
那我就靠在父亲的手上面。
So I leaned on my father's arm.
所以在父亲心中有一个目的。
So there was a goal in my father's heart.
虽然这么辛苦，但是他为我预备。
Although it was so tiring, but he prepared for me to go to school.
就这样子，我就小学、中学到高中。
And then like this, from elementary school, junior high till high school.
我记得我高中的书包可以放很长，那时候很酷的，小孩都放很长。
I remember my backpack back in my high school. It was so cool that it was strapped all the way down there.
不管我怎么爱玩，不管我怎么不会读书。
Regardless how much I couldn't study well, how much I like to play.
我记得我在我那个书包的那个袋子的后面。
I remember at the back of the cover of my bag.
我画了一个飞机。
I drew an airplane.
我画一个学士帽。
I drew a bachelor's hat.
也就是说，我告诉我自己。
I told myself.
当我每次打开书包的时候，我就看见那个飞机，看见博士学士帽。
Every time when I opened my bag, I saw the airplane and the bachelor's hat.
因为我心里面有一个目的。
Because I had a goal in my heart.
我希望有一天我可以留学。
I hope one day I can go study overseas.
虽然我不晓得留学是什么。
Although I didn't understand what studying overseas was about.
在我的亲戚朋友里面，从来没有人提过留学这个事情。
Among my relatives, nobody had mentioned anything about studying overseas.
我不晓得国外是什么。
I didn't know what it's like in the foreign countries.
从小到大，我们家很少出去玩。
From ever since I was young till I was older, our family did not go out for vacation much.
因为父母亲为了我们的上学，为了我们读书的生活费，就已经很伤脑筋了。
Because my parents were all working already for the financial of our school and also our daily life.
所以不管我再怎么办，再怎么不会读书，再怎么爱玩，但是我有一个目的在我心里面。
So regardless of how much I didn't want to study, how much I like to play, but in my heart there's a purpose.
所以我一个心里有一个准备。
So I prepare in my heart.
为了这个准备，我。为了这个目的，我要准备。
For this purpose, I have to prepare.
然后我就上了大学。
Then I went to college.
上完大学就必须要去国家规定，大学生毕业要去当兵。
Then after college, because of the government had appointed, so I had to go on military service.
所以我们有一年十个月的当兵期。
So I served in military for 1 year and 10 months.
我当兵非常的轻松啊。
Actually, it was relaxing for me to serve in the military.
我进出都有驾驶兵。
I had a.
都有人帮我开车。
There were people driving for me whether I went in and out of the service camp.
如果我要抄写东西，我有两个文书兵。
If I like to write something, I had other soldiers writing for me.
所以我每天在那里吃喝玩乐。
So actually, I had a lot of fun there.
因为我们在部队里面，我就帮那些兵办舞会。
I even hold up parties in the military camp.
我们有两个那个连长，算他的 leader.
We had two leaders there.
为什么会两个？
How come there were two?
因为我想办法把他们弄掉，如果不喜欢他我就把他弄掉。
Because I try to get rid of them.
所以我在当兵的时间非常的舒服啊。
So it was, I was actually very comfortable during the service.
我甚至不想退伍。
I didn't want to get out of the military.
所以我退伍那天到我还多留了两天。
So actually I stayed 2 days longer after I supposed to leave.
但是我必须要离开。
But then I had to leave.
因为我知道我有一个目的。
Because I know I have a goal.
而我有些准备都是为了那目的。
All my preparation was for that goal.
那就是有一天我必须要出国。
That is one day I want to go overseas.
我不知道我要去哪里。
I didn't know where I want to go.
我那成绩也很烂。
Actually, I had bad grades.
我们班47个人，我排名第37。
There were 47 people in my class, and I was ranked 37.
所以停了一年，我就在那年没有准备出国。
So actually, for 1 year, I actually was not prepared to go overseas.
所以让神有恩待我，给我机会能够出国。
Actually, God was gracious to me that I had this opportunity to go overseas.
但到我出国前，我记得非常的清楚，在我前两天要出国前两天的晚上。
I remember that 2 days before I was going to go overseas.
你知道父母亲为了出国借钱啊，卖房子。
My parents, they borrowed money and also sold their house just for me to go overseas.
但是那天晚上，问我父母亲，问我妈妈说。
But that night, I asked my parents.
到底人活着的目的是什么？
What is the purpose for one to live?
我们活着的目的到底是为什么？
What is exactly the purpose for us to live?
我们的准备到底是为了什么？
What is the purpose of our preparation?
我就这样子出，莫名其妙我就出来了。
Then, just out of nothing, I just went overseas.
我似乎达到了我的目的。
It seems I have reached my goal.
但是我下一步要去哪里？
But what's my next step?
我感谢主让我能够认，让我能够认识他。
We thank the Lord that I'm able to know him.
我看见我是这么一个罪人啊。
I see that I'm such a sinner.
但神竟然愿意用他的儿子把我换回到他的国度里面。
But God is willing to use his son to redeem me back to his kingdom.
但神的目的就是为了要救我吗？
But is it just to save me? That's God's purpose?
但神在圣经里面告诉我们，神有他的心意。
In the scripture, God tells us He has His will.
神有他的目的。
He has His purpose.
所以神有他的准备。
So God has His own preparation.
在以弗所书一章三到十四节里面。
In the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 3 to 14.
我想神在圣经里面，虽然我们这么愚拙的人，但他愿意把他的心意告诉我们。
God is willing to reveal to us through the scriptures to us who are so foolish.
我没有办法完全明白。
We cannot understand fully.
所以我们只能稍微体会一点神的心意。
So we can only understand a little bit of God's will.
所以在以弗所书这样记载说。
So it records in the book of Ephesians.
那我就念了，你就不用念。愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们。使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵，又因爱我们，就按着他自己旨意所喜悦的预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们，我们借这爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明充充足足常赏给我们的，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的，都在基督里面同归于一。我们也在他里面得了基业，或作成了基业。这原是那位随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据。只等到神之名，或者只等到神的产业被属，使他的荣耀得着称赞。 在哥罗西书一章十五到二十节。
In book Colossians chapter 1 verse 15 to 20。
爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首先的，在一切被造的以先，因为万有都是靠着他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，都是有或是有位主治的，执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立，他也是教会全体之首，他是元首，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位，因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。在哥罗西书三章四节说，
In Colossians chapter 3 verse 4 says，
基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。哥林多前书二章九到十节。
First book of Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 through 10.
如经上所记，神为爱他之人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心未曾想到的，只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了，因为圣灵参透万事，就是神奥秘的视野参透了。这些我们才看见神的心意是在基督里面。
Here we see that God's will is in Christ.
神的目的也在基督里面。
God's purpose is also in Christ.
而且借着耶稣基督，我们得到了赦免。
Through Jesus Christ, we are being forgiven.
我们和神和好。
We are being reconciled to God.
本来不认识的人，不认识神的人，我们认识了神。
Those who did not know God before, now we know God.
他甚至成我们的生命。
He becomes our life.
我们不再是像我问我母亲说，我们能活着是为什么？我妈妈的答案是说，别人都是这样子过，所以我们也这样子过。
When I asked my mother what's the purpose of our life, then my mother's answer was.Just like anyone else, that's why we are like this way.
我们感谢主哦，不是这样子。
We thank Lord that it is not like this.
神让我们和他和好，回到他那里去。
God has made us reconcile with Him, so we go back to Him.
神让我们让基督耶稣成我们的生命。
God has made Jesus Christ become our life.
他是那位主，他是那位王。
He is the Lord, He is the King.
万膝当跪拜，万口当称颂。
For all the knees shall bow, all the mouths shall confess.
他是主，是王。
He is the Lord, He is the King.
神一个目的，让我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人，他的荣耀可以得着称赞。
It is to the praise of His glory that for us who first have hope in Christ.
神一个目的要带我们进入到他荣耀里面。
God's purpose is to bring us into His glory.
他在教会中是主，是头。
In church.He is the Lord, He is the head.
万有要归于一。
For everything should gather into one.
我们这种人要在主里面归于一。
Someone like us will gather together into one in the Lord.
我们可以怎么可以不稀奇？
How should not be so amazed?
我想主为了他自己的目的。
So Lord for His own purpose.
主有他的预备。
God has His own preparation.
主在万事以前就叫我们在基督里面。
Before the foundation of the world, He predestinated us in Christ.
满得那永远的丰富。
To receive the eternal fullness.
我想在希伯来书十章四到七节里面。
In Book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 4 through 7.
他告诉我们，基督到世上来的时候，他说：“神啊，祭物和礼物都是你不愿意的，你曾给我预备的身体。”
When Christ came to the world, it says that sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but the body you prepared for me.
燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的。那时我说，神啊，我来了，为要照着你的旨意行。
With burnt offerings and sin offerings, you were not pleased. Then I said, Here I am. I have come to do your will, O God.
神是在基督耶稣的事在圣。经卷上已经记载了。
It is written about Jesus Christ in this world.
主， 在万事以前他就已经预备他自己的身体。
Even before the foundation of the world, Lord already prepared his body.
比我们每一个做父母的人都还要早。
Even earlier than each one of us parents.
你知道当我们知道我们即将一个小孩怀孕的时候，我们是多么的欢喜快乐。
You know we are so joyful when we are pregnant, knowing that we will have a children.
但主在创世以前就已经为我们预备了。
But before the foundation of the world, Lord already prepared for us.
我们借着神的圣灵，让我们更清楚明白。
Through the Holy Spirit, we can understand even more clearly.
主在十字架上，他在上十字架之前就告诉我们，他不撇下我们做孤儿。
Before Lord went on the cross, He already told us He will not forsake us as orphans.
他在约翰福音十六章七节里面。
In the Gospel Book of John, chapter 16, verse 7, it says.
在主上十字架之前，他就说。
Before Lord went on the cross, He said.
然后我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们是与你们有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来。我若去，就差他来。
But I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you.
到后面他说，等真理的圣灵来了，带领我们进入一切的真理。
Later it says, but when he, the spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth.
有弟兄这样子稍微描述说。
A brother described
他说在创世以前
He said before the foundation of the world,
好像神和基督和主耶稣基督和圣灵在一起开会
as if there was a meeting between God, Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit.
神是这么爱基督
God truly loved Christ.
他是他唯一的儿子
That's his only begotten son.
他为他找一个伴侣
He's going to prepare a bride for him.
因为他满有了爱
Because he is full of love.
但是他知道当他造了人以后，人会犯罪。
But he knows that after man is being created, man will sin.
但是他怎么办？他又这么爱他的独生儿子。
But what can he do? He truly loves his only begotten son.
然后当主耶稣神的儿子，他知道神的心意。
So the Son of God truly knows God's will.
他知道他父亲的心意。
He knows the will of his father.
他知道神是充满了爱。
He knows that God is full of love.
他知道神他愿意。造人让来成为他自己的伴侣。
He knows that God is willing to create man to become his bride.
但是人会犯罪。
But man will sin.
人选择了罪。
Man chose to sin.
人选择背逆神。
Man chose to rebel against God.
主耶稣说。
Lord Jesus said.
给我一个让主说我愿意去。
Lord says I'm willing to go.
我要去救他们。
To save them.
舍弃我自己救他们。
To give up myself and save them.
所以神为他预备了一个身体。
So God has prepared a body for him.
但是当主耶稣在十字架上以后呢？
But what happens after Lord Jesus went on the cross?
神的圣灵更明白、更清楚明白，要带领我们。
So the Holy Spirit of God is even more clear, and He will guide us.
好像神的心一直在他儿子耶稣基督身上。
God's heart is always on His Son Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的心一直在我们身上。
The heart of Jesus Christ is always on us.
在神的爱里面。
In God's love.
因着神的爱。
Because of His love.
神的目的。
Of God's purpose.
神有预备。
God has prepared.
神自己成就。
God Himself fulfilled it.
神用着他的圣灵来带领我们。
Through His Holy Spirit, He guides us.
但是今天我们常常让我们的圣灵担忧。
But today we often grieve the Holy Spirit.
我们让圣灵难过。
We grieve the Holy Spirit.
我们实际上也是让神难过。
We actually grieve God.
我们让基督难过。
We grieve Christ.
我们失去了喜乐。
We lost the joy.
常常我们犯罪失去了喜乐。
Often we sin and we lost joy.
我们忘记了他。
We forgot about him.
求主帮助我们能看见主的圣灵在里面，我们愿意顺服。
May Lord help us so that we see that His Holy Spirit is in us. We are willing to obey.
我们愿意听他的声音。
We are willing to listen to His voice.
因为这是主所预备的。
Because that's what God has prepared.
主借着圣灵带领我们进入一切的真理。
Through the Holy Spirit, He will guide us into all truth.
那神也预备了神的话。
God also prepared His word.
在提摩太后书里面三章十六十七节。
In the second book of Timothy, chapter 3, verse 16 and 17.
他说圣经都是神所默示的，于教训督责，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting and training in righteousness, so that the man of God might be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
神的话好像神写给我们的信。
God's word is like the letters God writes to us.
那现在我们就很少写信。
Nowadays, we really seldom to write letters.
因为我们太忙了。
Because we are too busy.
我们有太多太多东西我们可以用。
There are so many things we can use.
我们可以用 email.
We can use email.
很快的就送出去了。
Very quickly we send them.
然后很快就送回来了。
And very quickly we receive them back.
虽然我们常常在里面写不清楚。
Very often we do not write it clearly.
但是我们要求快。
But we want everything to be so quick.
我更快有叫做 instant message.
Even quicker, we have the instant message.
就是马上在线上，马上我跟你讲话，你跟我讲话。
That is instantly.Online, we talk to each other.
但是我们很少写信呢。
So we rarely write letters now.
我们失去了和神有沟通的机会。
We lost the chance to communicate with God.
我们不愿意看，不愿意去读神的话。
We do not want to read God's words.
太花时间了。
Taking too much time.
所以我们就不用读神的话，我们也可以明白神的心意，好像是这样子。
So it seems as if.Without reading his words, we still can understand his will.
但是圣经是神借着圣经告诉我们他的心意。
So through the scriptures, God will reveal his will to us.
但是我们常常就忽略了。
But often we ignore this.
我们轻看。
We despise it.
我们这本书大概只有礼拜天带来。
Probably we just bring this book on Sundays.
我们甚至有时候礼拜天都不用带来了。
Sometimes, very often we don't even need to bring it anymore.
那但是我们更常常不愿意打开来读读神的话。
But we don't even want to open it to read God's words.
那主怎么对我们说话呢？
Then how can God speak to us?
借着圣灵。
Through the Holy Spirit.
但是如果没有神的话。
But if without God's words.
圣灵是如何的困难对我们说话？
How hard is it for the Holy Spirit to speak to us?
常常我们对神的话又太大胆了一点。
And oftentimes we are so bold toward God's word.
我们以为我们读了一点神的话，我们就知道了全部。
We thought that we just read little bit of God's word, then we know everything.
常常我们读圣经又是为了别人在读。
Often we read the scriptures for others.
当我们要读圣，当我们要，对不起啊，我不是针对人。但是当我们要读好像我们要带茶经的时候我们再读一点神的话。
I'm not pointing out to any person here, but it's as if that when we are leading the Bible study, then I start to read.
当我们读的时候好像是为着弟兄姐妹在读。
As if I'm reading for brothers and sisters.
为了我的妻子丈夫在读。
To read for my wife and for my husband.
或者我们在做学问。
Or we are just studying certain knowledge.
这告诉我们说，圣经教训督责，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的。
It tells us scripture is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.
所以我们跟我们的小孩子说
，So we tell our children.
我们也希望他能够读神的话。
And we hope that they can read God's word.
我们希望他可以变为一个好人。
We hope that they can be good men.
成为一个有公义的人。
Become righteous men.
成为一个诚实的人。
Become an honest person.
是他会
True, they will.
但是神的话是为着基督做见证
But God's words are to testify for Lord Jesus Christ.
那约翰福音五章三十九节里面
In the Gospel book of John chapter 5 verse 39
主耶稣对那些文士法利赛人说
Lord Jesus tells the scribes and the Pharisees
他说你们查考圣经因为你们以为其中有永生内中有永生
You diligently study a scripture because you think that by them you possess eternal life.
给我做见证的就是这经。
These are the scriptures that testify about me.
然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
Yet you refuse to come to me to have life.
我们需要读神的话。
We need to read God's word.
弟兄姐妹，我们读神的话读得太少。
Brothers and sisters, we really seldom read God's word.
或者我们读神的话，我们就觉得我们知道了。
Or when we read God's word, past words we thought we know already.
我们可以做老师了。
We can become teachers.
不是的。
Not this way.
求主帮助我们打开圣经来遇见他。
May the Lord help us when we open the Bible, we meet him.
对我们说话。
To speak to us.
这告诉我们说，圣经也可以帮助我们预备行各样的善事。
Here also tells us the scripture can thoroughly equip us unto every good work.
所以好像我们就必须要做很多很好的事情。
So it's as if we have to do many good works.
那神预备我们，神用神的话来帮助我们，预备我们。
God used his words to help us, to prepare us.
预备行善事。
Unto every good work.
什么是善事？
What are good works?
在以弗所书二章十节说。
In the second chapter of book Ephesians, verse 10 says,
他说我们原是他的工作，在基督里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
在我们周围有许许多多善事我们都可以去做。
There are a lot of good things around us we can do.
我们看别的许许多世界上的人做善事比我们做的还多还要好。
We see that there are so many other people in the world who do better good work than us.
所以我们也期望我们要去做善事。
So we also hope ourselves to do good.
但是我们必须问问我们神的带领在圣灵里面。
But we have to ask about God's guidance in the Holy Spirit.
主，你要我做什么？
Lord, what do you want me to do?
善事是神所预备叫我们行的。
Good work is what God prepared us to do.
如果神不要我们去做。
If God does not want us to do it,
如果我们再还是去做，
but if we still do them,
我想在圣灵里面会帮助主神，圣灵帮助我们，
the Holy Spirit will help us,
告诉我们该如何做，
tell us how shall we do it.
这里说我们原是他的工作，
here also says we are God's workmanship.
主，我们是他的工作，
we are his workmanship.
我们就好像像彼得一样，我们原来也是一块石头啊。
Like Peter, we were originally little stone.
这块石头要建，要聚在一起成为神的圣殿。
The stones will gather together become the temple of God.
或者我们这个人也应该要成为神的圣殿，主的灵可以住在我们里面。
Or this person shall become the temple of God, so the Spirit of God shall dwell in us.
但是我们常常又是那又硬又臭的石头。
But we are such theHard and smelling stone.
主没有办法作用，
Lord cannot use it.
所以主必须要雕琢，
Therefore, Lord has to create it.
他一点一点的做，
Doing it little bit by bit.
所以我们是他的工作，
Therefore, we are his workmanship.
但是我们常常不愿意，
But we often are not willing.
我们会常常会逃避，
We often try to run away.
或者我们要抱怨，
Or we complain.
当主帮我们摸一点的时候，
When Lord touch us just a little bit,
帮我们剥掉一点的时候，
to strip us,
帮我们加一点的时候，
to add on us,
我们就抱怨，
then we start to complain,
因为我们不愿意成为他的工作，
because we are not willing to become his workmanship.
但是主讲得非常清楚，
but Lord said so clearly,
他说你们要跟从我，就要背起他的，背起十字架来跟从他。
If you should follow me, bear my cross and follow me.
神用着各样的事情来雕琢我们。
Through all different things, God is doing work on us.
在基督耶稣里造成的。
Created in Christ Jesus.
主慢慢的雕琢。
Slowly he's doing work on us.
但是我们是不是准备让主来做呢？
But are we prepared for him to work on us?
另外在彼得前书三章十五节。
And in First Peter chapter 3 verse 15,
他说你们就是为义受苦也是有福的，不要怕人的威吓或作，不要怕人所怕的，也不要惊慌，只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人为你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
But even if you shall suffer for what is right, you are blessedDo not fear what they fear. Do not be frightened. But in your heart, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect.
常常我们受苦，
Often when we suffer,
在家里面，
at home，
或者工作
or at work，
或者跟我们的儿女
or when we are with our children，
或者跟我们的父母
or with our parents，
或者和我们的配偶
or with our spouse，
我们都觉得很受苦啊。
We feel we suffer a lot。
但是很多时候，实际上我们都是因着罪而受苦。
But often we suffer because of sin，
或者是为了我们自己的罪
，because of our own sins，
或者旁边周围的人的罪
，or the sins of others。
但是为罪受苦，这是我们当应当的。
But it is right for us to suffer for sin。
还告诉我们为义受苦。
But it says if you suffer for what is right。
我想只有一个是义人。
There's only one person who's righteous。
那主耶稣他是义人。
Lord Jesus is the righteous one。
我们要看见我们的受苦是为了主受苦啊。
We have to see that we suffer for the Lord。
我们就是有福的。
Then we are blessed。
他这里告诉我们要常做准备。
Here tells us we should often be prepared。
不是一时的。
Not just for once。
上礼拜我们有福音聚会。
Last week we had gospel meeting。
好，我们可以去，我们可以有很好的祷告。
We had really good prayers。
我们可以去邀请人。
We invite friends。
但是福音聚会过去了。
But after the gospel meeting。
我们又是不是又回到以前一样呢？
Is it that we just go back to like what we normally do?
我们祷告又少了吗？
We have less prayers.
我们邀请又少了吗？
We have less invitation.
不是的。
It's not this way.
我们乃是常做准备。
We always be prepared.
时时刻刻都是传福音的机会。
Every moment is the gospel meeting.
当我们准备好的时候，
When we are prepared,
神会用着我们每一个人。
God will use each one of us.
我们 VBS 是不是就是一年一次呢？
Is it just we have VBS once a year?
我们感谢主用着这个聚，用着这个聚会，来帮助了许多的小孩子。
We thank the Lord that used this meeting to help many children.
也帮助了我们自己。
Also help ourselves.
但是每个主日都是 VBS， 都是机会。
But every Lord's Day is VBS. There's each.Time is a chance.
我们乃是常做准备。
We always be prepared.
另外，我们一些参加特别的聚会。
And also when we attend special meetings.
不是我们比人家好。
Not that we are better than others.
不是我们参加聚会完毕以后，我们比人家属灵。
Not that we become more spiritual than others after we attend them.
所以参加弟兄姊妹也不是这样子的心。
I think the brothers and sisters who attend do not have this kind of heart.
我们即将也要有退休的聚感恩节聚会。
We will have the Thanksgiving retreat.
我们乃是抓住一切的机会。
We grab each opportunity.
我们常做准备。
We always be prepared.
你知道我们能够聚会是神的神给我们的福气。
It is the blessing given by God when we are able to gather together.
当弟兄姐妹不在我们中间的时候，我们多么的想念他们。
How much we miss brothers and sisters when they are no longer among us.
当我们能够和其他地方的弟兄姐妹在一起聚会的时候，我们是多么的幸福。
It is such a big blessing when we are able to gather with brothers and sisters from other meetings.
因为我们在那聚会里面和弟兄姐妹一起去尝到神的爱是何等的长阔高深。
Because through those meetings, we taste how long, how wide, how deep, and how the all the width of God's love.
我们的生活太忙了。
Our life is so busy.
我们的脚步太快。
Our steps are so quick.
有聚会为什么我们能不参加呢？
Why should not we attend the meeting if there are ones?
我们必须常做准备。
We should always be prepared.
温柔敬畏的心，神可以给我们一下子就给我们。
With the heart of gentleness and respect, God is able to give us.
但是我相信，当我们是神的工作，神一点一点让我们这些能够建立起来。
But since we are God's workmanship, He will create those.On us, bit by bit.
乃是我们愿意准备在神的面前。
That we are willing to prepare before God.
实在我们实在必须要常常在一起聚会，我们看见神在他圣徒中得的基业是何等浩大。
Truly, we should often gather together so we can see how great is the inheritance that God has among His saints.
神在我们信的人身上所显的能力是何等的浩大。
How powerful is the mighty that God is able to manifest among us who believe.
神在圣徒中得的基业是何等的荣耀。
How glorious is God's possession among the saints.
我们也在这荣耀里面。
We are also in this glory.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
神并不是叫我们叫一个人的荣耀。
God does not want just one person receive the glory.
神的预备也不单纯只是为了我们自己。
God's preparation is not only for ourselves.
神的心乃在教会之中。
God's heart is in the church.
在属他的人之中。
Among those who belong to him.
好像世世代代都是如此。
It's this way from generation to generation.
好像在希伯来书11章33节里面。
Like in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 33.
到40节。
Until 40.
讲到一些弟兄姐妹在过去历世历代里面弟兄姐妹。
There are many brothers and sisters back in the past.
他们因着信制服了敌国，行了公义，得了应许。
Who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised.
他们本来世界不配有的人。
They are unworthy of the world.
因着神的恩在他们身上，世界不配有。
Because of God's grace on them, so the world was not worthy of them.
他们有一个盼望。
They had a hope.
他们一生的准备就为了那个盼望。
The whole preparation of their life was for that hope.
他说这些人都是因着信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许。
These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received that what had promised.
因为神给我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同德，就不得完全。
God had planned something better for us so that only together with us would they be made perfect.
或者不得成熟。
Or not made mature.
神的心意来教会。
God's will is in church.
我们没有办法离开。
We cannot leave.
那当我们在思考这个题目的时候，主把这一段话、一个故事告诉我。
When I was meditating upon this topic, God told me a story.
在约翰福音21章。
In the Gospel Book of John, chapter 21.
不然因为太长了。
It was long.
在这个故事里面，西门彼得当他主耶稣向他们显现两次，受死以后复活，向他们显现两次以后。
In the story that after Lord Jesus raised from the dead and after he revealed to his disciples two times already, Simon Peter here.
彼得对他们说，我打鱼去。Peter
told them, I will go fishing.
他们实在不知道要做什么事情的样子。They
really didn't know what to do.
所以其他的门徒也跟着去了。So
other disciples follow.
他们打了一整夜都打不到，没有东西。They
fish all night but unable to fish anything.
他们是生来做渔人。They
were born to be fishermen.
但是他们打不到鱼。
But they did not catch any fish.
天快亮的时候,
when the morning was near,
有一个人在岸上问他们,
one person on the shore asked them,
说你们有吃的没有?
Do you have anything to eat?
他说我们什么都打不到,
they said we did not catch anything.
所以那个人就告诉他们, 把网撒在你们船的右边,
so the person told them to cast the net on the right hand side of your boat.
他们一拉网, 他们拉不起来,
then they were unable to haul the net.
这时候那个门徒就跟彼得说，就是那个带头要去打鱼的人说。
And the disciple told Peter, the person who told everyone to fish.
他说是主。
It is the Lord.
他们知道。
And they knew.
因为他们心里面有主。
Because in their heart they have the Lord.
他们没有忘记。
They did not forget.
但是不知道要做什么。
But they did not know what to do.
这时彼得就脱下衣服跳到海里面。
So Peter took out his outer garment and jumped into the water. He really could not face the Lord. You know how rebellious he was against the Lord. How Lord revealed to him. So he could not face the Lord. And they went on the shore.
他们上岸，在那里看见有炭火、有鱼，也有饼。
And when they landed, they saw fire of burning coals, and there was fish on it.
你好，我可以了解这一段。
I understand this.
因为主为我们预备。
Because Lord has prepared for us.
不管我们如何的背叛。
Regardless of how rebellious we are.
他救我们就救我们到底。
He saved us to the uttermost.
他为我们预备了所有事情。
He has prepared everything for us.
但是后面我不太清楚。
And later, I could not understand much.
因为耶稣对他们说，把刚才打的鱼拿几条来。
Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish you have just caught.
当我遇见主的时候，当我以后和主面对面的时候，
When I meet the Lord later on,
我要问他,
I will ask him,
这为什么?
Why? What does it mean?
你已经预备好了, 为什么还叫门徒, 这门徒再去拿几条鱼来呢?
You have already prepared, then why do you still ask disciples to bring some of them?
西门彼得就去,
Simon Peter went.
他就把网拉到岸上,
he dragged the net ashore.
那网满了大鱼共153条,
and the net was full of large fish, 153 in total.
我遇见彼得的时候我要问他,
when I meet Peter, I will ask him,
主，你去拿几条鱼, 你在那里好像在数鱼。
Lord only asked you to take a few of them, but it seems you are counting them.
另外我要去问约翰,
and I will ask John,
你为什么写那么清楚, 你数了153条, 你要写那么清楚, 153条。
Why did you write so clearly that it was 153 fish?
如果是777条, 我可以了解, 因为7代表一个丰满。
If it's 777, that I will understand, because 7 means perfect.
为什么153?
Why 153?
我实在想不通。
I couldn't understand.
因为新约里面有的数目不是很多, 但是这个数目特别的清楚。
Because there are not that many numbers in the New Testament, but this number is so clear.
他说鱼虽然这么多, 网却没有破。
It says there were so many, but the net was not torn.
耶稣就来拿饼和鱼给他们。
And Jesus took the bread and the fish to them.
我在想许许多天关于这一段，就到底主要对我们说什么？
I have meditated this passage for many days to think about what exactly Lord wants to say to us.
直到有一天主跟我说,
until one day Lord told me,
当彼得在那里数鱼的时候,
when Peter was counting the fish,
他一条一条的数,
he counted them one by one.
一,
one,
二,
two,
三,
three.
这么清楚的153条。
So clearly, 153.
他在那里数算神的恩典。
He was counting the grace of God.
一个一个恩典。
One by one.
我们每一个人，我们常常在主面前，必须常常数算神的恩典。
We always have to count God's grace.
这么多。
So many.
弟兄姐妹，你数数看。
You have to count them, brothers and sisters.
当我在神面前数主对我的恩典的时候。
When I count how much grace God has given me.
我没有办法数超过十,
I cannot even count over 10.
因为每一个恩典这么的多,
because each one is so much.
主对我们预备了这么多,
God has prepared so much for us.
弟兄姐妹，当我们在一起擘饼的时候,
when we break bread together,
我们每一个人就来擘饼,
each person come here to break the bread.
桌上的饼杯不是我们预备的,
the bread and the cup on the table is not us who prepared.
我们来这里白白的得着,
we come here receive freely.
这是主的恩典,
that is Lord's grace.
主预备了耶稣基督他的爱子,
Lord has prepared Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son.
主预备了圣灵,
Lord prepared Holy Spirit.
主预备主对我们说的话,
Lord prepared the words to say to us.
主也愿意雕琢我们,
and also Lord would like to work on us.
这么多的恩典,
so many grace.
我们没有一个人在里面做预备,
there is none of us take part in preparation of us.
一切都是主做的,
it's all done by the Lord.
当我们在一起擘饼的时候,
as we gather to break the bread together,
主说叫我们纪念他,
Lord says, let us remember him.
我想在这末世的时候,
I think at the end of the days,
尤其是最近这么多年, 最近这几年,
and all those years recently,
主借着许多的聚会, 许多的话告诉我,
Lord through so many meetings told us that,
这是一个末后的时代,
it is the end of the days.
主一天一天越来越靠近,
Lord's coming back very soon.
所以我们说我们在等候主,
so we say we are waiting for the Lord.
不是我们在等他,
not that we are waiting for him.
因为我们从来没有预备在等他,
because we have never prepared to wait
for him. 是他预备在等我们,
it is him who prepared to meet us.
主把他的恩典都已经预备好了,
Lord has already prepared all his grace.
当我们在一起纪念主的擘饼的时候,
as we remember him to break the bread,
是我们必须知道,
we truly have to know,
是主在等我们,
it is the Lord who is waiting for us.
主乃是给我们恩典怜悯, 让每一天有一个机会,
Lord is giving us his mercy and grace, so each day we have the chance,
我们能够准备,
we can be prepared,
我们能够准备主来,
we can prepare for his coming.
我们领受他的恩典,
we receive his grace.
在主耶稣基督里面已经赏给我们,
it is given to us in Christ Jesus.
使用着他的圣灵提醒我们,
Lord reminds us through His Holy Spirit. He's working on us through all the circumstances we face.
告诉我们不可以浪费。
Tell us that we cannot waste it.
我们不能够轻忽这个恩典。
We cannot ignore this grace.
我们不能够占为己有。
We cannot take everything as our own.
与我们自己是应当得着。
To think that it is right for us to receive.
我们不能够占为己有，不分给别人。
We cannot just take everything and do not part to others.
我们不能够占为己有来欺负我们弟兄姐妹。
We cannot take everything as our own and to defraud our brothers and sisters.
我们哪一样不是得着？
Is there anything that we do not receive freely?
哪一样是我们争来？
Is there anything that we try strive so hard to get it?
乃是主预备好我们白白得着。
But Lord has prepared so we receive freely.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们愿意常借着在圣灵里面，我们愿意到主面前。
Through Holy Spirit, we always go to the Lord.
我们愿意打开主的话，读他的话。
We are willing to open up His words.
求主帮助我们，对我们说话。
May the Lord help us to speak to us.
给我们更多的机会。
To give us more opportunities.
也愿意求主帮助我们能够。 真实的等待在他面前。
And may the Lord help us that we truly willing to wait before Him.
好吧，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们要谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，谢谢你在基督耶稣里面赏给我们的一切。
Thank you for everything you have given us in Christ Jesus.
主，你借着圣灵再一次帮助我们。
May you help us once again through the Holy Spirit. So we can truly live before you. At the end of the days, we become holy and blameless children. You do not want us to meet you with the shameful heart. May you grant us with more mercy and grace.
让我们在你的恩典中能够成长。So
we can grow in your grace.
和弟兄姐妹一起在你面前能够成长。Together
with brothers and sisters grow before you.
我们谢谢主。We
thank Lord.
靠主耶稣基督圣名。
In the holy name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.